LeVay. Together, they are the curated catastrophe.
And now for something completely different.
A relaxed ass is a happy ass. But if it's a tight and unrelaxed ass, it's an unhappy ass.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, where the grass is always greener on the other side, because Shay and Maldoror aren't over there fucking things up.
Definitely a happy ass.
Bye. If you hear this opening track, you know it's The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm.
Come on, here we go again, motherfucker, yeah. Come on down and see the idiot right here, too fucked to beg and not afraid to care. What's the matter with calamity anyway? Right, get the fuck out of my face. Understand, I can't feel anything. It isn't like I want to sift through the decay. I feel like a wound, like I got a fucking gun against my head. You live when I'm dead. People equal shit. People equal shit. People equal shit. Come on.
You are listening to The Cure to Catastrophe with Maldoror and me, Shay from the Bay. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Here's Maldoror's favorite part.
Satan, one more time, motherfucker.
Thanks for being with us on another episode of The Cure to Catastrophe, only available on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. Today, it was Maldoror's brilliant idea to put together an entire show of porn background music?
That's not exactly what the idea was.
It's basically American porno groove and other musical XXXX explorations.
There's a reason for this. Do we have time to explain it here?
Not exactly. We have a minute and 45 to get in and get out. So let me just go ahead and back announce. We opened up the show with Ron Jeremy. It was Dick Dagger's theme. That's off the Porno Sonic unreleased 70s porno music. We also heard...
That was good, actually.
Forbidden Fruit by David Gold and Gordon Reese. You guys, we have so many treasures. Is the show about porn? Not exactly. It's just music. But it is the cure to catastrophe, so stay tuned.
Okay, class. Our final exam will be coming up at the end of this week. The test will be comprised of 20% written, 30% oral, and 50% anal. Any questions?
Professor?
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad you asked.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Mission. This episode now with more girth and endurance for less button pushing. This is The Cure to Catastrophe. We are exploring American Porno Groove and other musical XXXX explorations.
I feel like there's some context that needs to be established.
Yeah, let's
here,
go ahead and lay that foundation.
That one of my vinyl nerds.
Because we love
pages.
Plot. Some of us need plot.
Some of us need plot.
Some of us need audio. We'll move on. Yes.
This wasn't supposed to be a show about porn.
It's not about porn.
But I found one of my vinyl nerd pages. Someone was talking about this record they found that's all about sexploitation, blaxploitation, and kung fu movie trailers and soundtracks. And it's just wah-wah groove funk, which I've been going through this weird wah-wah funk thing.
Way to qualify what's happening here. We like
so,
that.
Yeah, I was like, I was going to play a bunch of that last week, but it was so goddamn hot in here that I didn't want to bring a record down.
Because it would wilt.
Wilt warp, yes. So yeah, it got put on hold for this week.
It couldn't maintain its constituency in the heat.
Anyway.
It got limp.
I talked to my mom earlier today. And, yeah, she said she might tune in, and I completely forgot that this was supposed to be our theme this week.
We're so excited whenever Mom Dora listens, and nonetheless, the show is not about porn. This show is about some of the psychedelic funk, some of the Afro-punk funk. I mean, there are so many, it's like part of it's smooth jazz, part of it's EDM, the background music that goes into porn in the era when people did not listen to porn on mute, which is to say next to their partners. Just kidding. Why did you cough into the mic on that?
Because I didn't know what you were about to say.
Well, no one ever knows. But this is a fun show. So you found something
I'm still just going through my wah-wah funk phase. It's not all the pornographic weirdness.
This isn't pornographic weirdness either, because
But I did
I
bring
found,
that record, which I do not have queued up, because I've been busy getting the show a full loft. A loft.
Let's get the show aloft. It does have wings here on the, at Radio Valencia.
The damn thing's got wings.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi's up.
Well,
the wires have been jiggled. They're not melted together today. And if you wonder what I'm talking about or what Maldor is laughing about, go ahead and check out last week's episode, which came out pretty well, all things considered.
Considering the station melted down.
It fucking melted down.
Show,
so did we.
The computer overheated and just started playing apparently garbage
it
out on the air.
Such a wild thing. But, not garbage, the band. Actual trash.
But the podcast got recorded, so we have produced the podcast.
Good for us for sallying the fuck on forth.
Yeah.
And believing that the podcast would come through. So if you want to go ahead and find that podcast, guys, go to RadioValencia.fm. We have a new website. Most of the things work on the new website. We're excited about that.
We have a new website?
Don't we?
No.
I mean, it doesn't look different, but the back end is different. Anyway,
no.
RadioValencia.fm. Don't
nope,
say that.
The guy we gave...
Not a lie.
The guy who's... everything's
just
going great.
Lie. Okay. Hashtag jiggle the wires. Hashtag award winning.
Hashtag melting down in the middle of the show.
That happened. It did happen. And if
it
you
wasn't
want to hear
me
it,
for once.
That's fine. So hear all about it by downloading the episode on RadioValencia.fm/podcast and then go to The Cure to Catastrophe.
Incidentally, Mom Dora just confirmed she's listening, so I'm really looking forward to your second set.
So my second set is deeply offensive. We could skip it. I suggested as much. The only reason
I... Do you want to back announce what
you
heard on the first set, just so Mom Dora knows what she's missing?
Oh, Mom Dora, I'm so sorry. So I thought this was cool because the last one... out the opening set, it was an arrangement by Quincy Jones, so I thought that held... Mom Dora, please, I'm appealing. But it was the Ray Brown Orchestra with Coming and Going. They did not take out the porn sounds from the background. It's true. Before that, it's two is better than one, which you can figure it by the upstrokes. We also heard Bare Knuckles, the main theme, and Chow Chung's theme by Thunder Fist. That was a double shot off the album that Maldor is going to enlighten us with. Sex, Sleaze, and Soul, Nice Treats presents... That's what your son brought, Mom Dora. And then before that, we heard the opening credits, as always, by Richard Cheese. We heard Forbidden Fruit by David Gold and Gordon Reese. And opening it all up was Ron Jeremy with Dick Dagger's theme.
It can't really be Ron Jeremy. He's not a musician, especially not of that caliber.
And does his voice sound like that? No, he's not a musician, but it was him saying at the beginning, like, it was this ass, you know,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Gotcha.
Mom Drawer, I apologize in advance. This is actually not about porn, but this is about, like, the funk movement. This is about... What is this? It's like psych funk.
Yeah, was this stuff really easy to make? It doesn't seem like it is. I think you have to be kind of virtuosic to play
and
funk.
And this is the time where these guys are probably laying down, like, six or seven tracks to do this. Right? Yeah. This is a... It's an orchestration, should we say? It's pretty fucking well done.
I wonder how many famous people... are doing this as a side... We're doing this as a sideline.
We won't ever know. Hey, did you know? I was going to include some of the stuff from the Deep Throat Authority. Oh, no, that's not right. The verbiage was the most proven book in history. That's what it said. The most proven book. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's something related to physics. But we appreciate your door knocking on a Saturday morning.
Things.
Yeah, amazing. You're listening to The Curative Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, and if you are at all curious...
And this is The Creative Catastrophe, and we are back. That was New Bill by Manu Dibango, which was part of my Funky Wawa set that I did a couple weeks ago that I never got around to playing. New Bill, Hard Pulsation. I think it's important to include the Hard Pulsation aspect of that. But hey, we're here with Ron Cat Spearman, and you've got a new EP out.
Yes, yep. It's out right now. You can get it on all the platforms.
I'm sorry to ask this, but I'm a person of a certain age. Are there physical copies available?
You know, that's a good question. If you want a physical copy, we can produce one.
You can burn me a CD.
Everything's so digital now. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I don't think most people absorb music the way that I do.
We will be printing up some vinyl, though. I know that we're going to do that.
That was really my question.
Okay, yeah.
Will there be a vinyl release?
There will be a vinyl release. And we still, you know, if we have to dig out the CD burner out of the... we have one.
I don't want to.
I missed them though.
I don't want a CD. They were easy.
Yeah,
you could burn them yourself.
Right.
But vinyl. Vinyl's where it's at.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
Somebody's phone is pinging.
Pinging.
All right. So why don't we play the title track of this new EP? So why is it an EP and not an album?
Well, that's where we started. At first, we were going to do an EP, and then we realized that, like, I had more than enough songs for an album. So now we just rounded it out to be an album. So, you know, whatever sense that just made. But we're definitely going to, that's what I came to first, is the EP,
yeah,
that amount of songs, and then...
Because, I mean, there's like 8 songs on it, which is...
Right.
I mean, I think there's 8 songs on Houses of the Holy.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, 8 right. songs is really an album.
Right. I get teased about it.
I just...
Like, yo, what's up? What's up, dude? This is an album.
All right. Well, we're going to listen to the title track, which is called...
Catitude.
RadioValencia.fm.
Kid like to come, kid like to go, kid like to dance.
Catastrophe here with Ron Cat Spearman. And we just heard a double shot of those. Can you want to tell us what we heard?
Just heard the song Catitude and
Love Me for Today.
Love Me for Today. Thank you. And that Love Me for Today did pretty good on Adult Contemporary Billboard chart.
It charted?
Yeah, it charted. Went to like number 19, something like that. And it was pretty good day.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't. There's another song too on the CD too that on the EP, Love Safe did the same thing. It charted and went to like, I think it went to 20 or 18 or somewhere in there. One of those numbers. Did pretty good.
We should listen to that.
Yeah.
We should listen to that soon.
Yeah.
But you're here. You've got the EP coming out.
Yes.
You said you got a show at on Halloween on Thursday.
On Halloween on Thursday at Yoshi's Oakland. I myself, John, my guitar player, We got Angeline on bass, Kirk Peterson on bass, EQ is going to be joining us, Luke Keys is going to be playing, and Hassan Hurd will be playing with us. Did I leave anybody out? And Tad will be making a special, he'll be saying hello.
I heard he can vocalize.
Yeah, he vocalizes. He's got a good vocal.
Tad's got an amazing voice. If you've never heard him sing, Tad Scott's voice is astonishing.
He'll be cheering us on.
So this is the Curie Catastrophe. There's some kind of garage sale or something going on next door at the makeup room. And if you want to come by and get all of your Halloween costume needs met, if you want to go as a lumberjack from Minnesota.
Right. No offense.
I was talking to my Uber driver on the way down here about Halloween in San Francisco, and she's like, well, you know, what are you going to be? And I'm like, I don't know. It's San Francisco, man. Right. Everybody in San Francisco has a closet for costumes.
Right.
Just what you do.
It's almost bigger than Christmas out here with Halloween.
In San Francisco, yeah, for sure. So, San Francisco, Halloween's happening in the Castro again this year, so get over there while you still can and enjoy that time. I have to go to Burbank, which is a drag. I can assure you that going to Burbank ever is a drag. But going to Burbank on Halloween is particularly a drag. When you have to leave San Francisco on Halloween, it is a bummer.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Got to plan ahead down there, huh?
Yeah. All right. This is the... You said this charted Love Safe?
Yeah, Love Safe charted, too.
All right. This is the Curated Catastrophe. We're here with Ron Cat Spearman on Radio Valencia.fm. And we're back on the Curated Catastrophe. So that was a bunch of Ron Cat Spearman.
Hey.
Do you remember what we heard? Because I'm not sure that I wrote it down.
I Don't Care. And then, what was that? Was there a song before that? Oh, Love Safe was before that. And
oh,
then,
Love Safe, the Billboard chart hitting single.
Chart topper. And then, I Don't Care was that second one.
That's sweet. And those are both on the new EP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's available from... Would you say it's available from all the normal what is that? Like Spotify?
Spotify, iTunes, Tidal's in there, and Amazon.
Tidal,
CD,
wow.
Baby. Is Tidal still a thing?
So,
definitely on those... basics.
So people are always curious about previous affiliations.
Mm-hmm.
So you had some affiliation with P-Funk.
Still do, yeah.
Still do?
Yeah.
Okay, what is that? I mean,
I toured with them, with Parliament, Funkadelic, George Clinton, for about 10 or 12 years.
Oh, wow.
Touring all over the world, all over America, just... every state.
Did you, how to put this with regard to George Clinton, did you experience the sobriety?
Yes.
Okay. I assume he got better?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I've been on both sides of it, so he was always, sobriety was always there, as far as I knew. He was functioning. You know, proper. Yeah.
George has apparently gotten his shit together, and maybe belatedly, but that man's an institution, so it's great to see him.
Yeah. He's always had it together as long as I've known him. You know, just musically, just always creative and always making art, and always keeping his mind open to creativity and just making some great. Great music, as far as I've known, as long as I've known him.
How'd you get that gig, if you don't mind my asking?
It was a total just luck, happenstance. A mutual friend came to my studio one day, and they asked me if I wanted to meet him, and I thought they were kidding me.
Yeah.
And I was like, get the F out of here.
Yeah, it's like, do you want to meet Lee Scratch Perry? I'm like, yeah, right? Sure, uh-huh.
And so, and they said, no, seriously, I'll take you over there right now. And so then I went to his hotel, we met, and we became like instant family, and just started making music right off the bat.
And are you still involved?
Yeah. He's on this record, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
He's doing a song.
Tell me more about that.
The Transmission song is with Scott George on it. And my daughter is, at that time when she did it, she was 5 years old. So I got her singing, and he's telling a little story, you know, about...
All right, I think we have to listen.
Yeah, you got to listen to that.
I had something else queued up.
It's actually the first song that I ever cut with him, actually.
Really?
And I've just embellished it and just made it more...
I'm sorry, it's called what?
Transmission.
Oh, it's not on the downloads.
It's not on the EP?
No.
It's a bonus track. It should be the bonus track.
I'm looking at the bonus tracks. It's going to take a second. So just, you know, talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was the first song that I actually cut when we first met. And I had the beat and put the groove together. And we just commenced to... making the funkiest stuff we could make. Outside of this song, we just cut like a bunch of, we just recorded all the time. That's all we did, was just record, make music.
And where'd you do this?
We did this in Los Angeles, in Hollywood Hills.
You were songwriting.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing songwriting before that. I had a couple hits. I had a hit with this girl group called Don't Walk Away in the 90s.
I do not remember that, I'm afraid.
Yeah, but yeah. I did that, and I did some Tony Braxton, worked with Lenny Kravitz a little bit, Rick James, Ike Turner, Bernie White. Did a bunch of different stuff that, like, some of it it hasn't been released, but some of it I'll release at some point. But just starting getting to the point where, you know, like, this song Transmission is one of the ones that I wanted to release.
Okay, well, I'm going to, we have Ride queued up.
Okay.
So we're going to do that
one.
Transmission. Because I can't, I have to dig around on my files.
I don't know if we can.
Real quick, let's just play a song, okay, and then we can play Transmission second. This is Ride.
This is Ride, yeah.
RadioValencia.fm.
Working world, complexity is
Radio Valencia, where we do everything by the seat of our pants and the last possible second, if at all possible, except for what's her name, my co-host, who pre-produces all her stuff. But that's too much effort. So anyway, this song features George Clinton and your 5-year-old daughter.
Yes.
How old is she now?
7.
All right. So this is called Transmission from Ron Cat.
Whoa! woe is the day that's upon us.
Father, they'll never take you.
Soul of mine.